In the high-stakes world of advertising, one truth stands above all others. Great copy doesn't create desire, it channels existing desires toward specific products. This revelation forms the foundation of Eugene Schwartz's masterpiece, Breakthrough Advertising. Unlike theoretical marketing texts, this book emerged from the trenches of direct response advertising, where every word's effectiveness was measured in dollars and cents. The genius of Schwartz's approach lies in understanding that mass desire, the public spread of a private want, exists independent of any advertisement. No company, regardless of budget, can afford to create mass desire. They can only identify and harness it. This gives advertising its remarkable amplification effect, where $1 spent can generate $50 to $100 in sales. What makes a product sell isn't clever wordplay, but tapping into permanent forces, like the desire for health or attractiveness, or forces of change, emerging trends and shifting preferences. Your job isn't to invent desire, but to detect it and harness your product to it. People don't pay for what a product is made of, they pay for what it does for them. Imagine walking into five rooms with prospects at different awareness levels. Most aware prospects already know your product and just need name and price. Product-aware customers need convincing about specific benefits. Solution-aware people recognize the need but don't know your product exists. Need-aware individuals have a problem but don't connect it to your solution. The completely unaware don't even recognize their desire or need. This awareness spectrum dictates your headline approach. For completely unaware markets, avoid mentioning price, product name, or direct functions. Instead, create identification headlines reflecting emotions and attitudes. The classic piano ad demonstrates this. They laughed when I sat down at the piano, but when I started to play. Rather than directly selling correspondence courses, it dramatizes the end result. Social admiration through storytelling. Advertising effectiveness diminishes with market sophistication, how many similar products and claims prospects have seen. Being first allows simple approaches. Name the need, dramatize it, introduce your product, prove it works. Markets evolve predictably. When second in a market where direct claims still work, simply enlarge the successful claim. As claims become overworked and skepticism grows, you need a new mechanism, a fresh way to make old promises believable. Focus shifts from what the product does to how it works. When competitors introduce their own mechanisms, elaborate on yours by making it easier, quicker, and more effective. A powerful idea, poorly expressed, is like a sports car with no fuel. Impressive, but going nowhere. While stating a claim works for first-in-market products, competitive situations require binding other images to your core message. Effective headlines use specific techniques. Quantification adds credibility. 20,000 microscopic filter traps. Emotional appeals create imagery. Banishes corns like magic. Problem-solution frameworks address objections. Shrinks hemorrhoids without surgery. Authority builders leverage testimonials, recommended by 9 out of 10 dentists. And engagement techniques pose questions. Why do some people never get sick? Effective verbalization demands specificity, authenticity, relevance, fresh approaches to familiar benefits, and clear connection to product advantages. Your headline must both capture attention and compel readers to engage with your advertisement, pushing beyond conventional approaches. Have you ever wondered why some advertisements leave you cold while others make you reach for your wallet? The difference lies in addressing three critical dimensions of the prospect's mind. The first dimension is desire, physical, material, and sensual wants driving your prospect. You can't create these desires, only channel them toward your product. The second dimension is identification, the roles prospects want to play and traits they want to project. Products become status symbols beyond their basic functions. When products perform similarly and price isn't decisive, prospects choose based on better role identification. The third dimension is belief, the prospect's mental picture of the world. Violate their established beliefs, and no promise can save your ad. But channel belief behind even one small claim, and it will outsell all half-questioned promises. These three dimensions must work together to create a fluid path through your ad. Desire must be fanned like a fire until it overcomes all resistance. Skilled salesmanship expands desire both horizontally, reaching more people, and vertically, sharpening it to overcome skepticism and price concerns. A copywriter scripts the prospect's dreams, showing futures the product enables through vivid descriptions that make prospects demand the product regardless of price. Present claims through thorough description. Demonstrate the product in action. Place readers in your story. Transform demonstrations into specific tests. Extend their vision forward. Introduce outside perspectives. Use expert testimony. Compare with competitors. Paint problems before solutions. And contrast simple use with powerful benefits. While intensification addresses obvious desires, identification taps into our deeper longing for self-expression. Products should fulfill both physical needs and define buyer identity. Modern consumers select products not just for function, but for what they communicate about themselves, being up to date, youthful, or sophisticated. Products become extensions of identity, announcing achievements and documenting success. No matter how intense the desire or need to identify, both must merge with belief to produce absolute conviction. Belief combines thought and emotion, your prospect's mental picture of the world, and the emotional security it provides. The need to believe is as powerful as any physical desire. Gradualization builds a chain of acceptances leading to a conclusion the reader wouldn't initially accept. This begins with your headline, which must spark interest while being accepted as true. Key techniques include inclusion questions, placing prospects in a yes-answer group, identifying relevant problems, contradicting false beliefs, using logical language, syllogistic thinking, and arranging claims strategically for credibility. For products with inherent disadvantages, redefinition removes obstacles before prospects notice them. Lifebuoy Soap's BO campaign transformed its medicinal odor into proof of odor-destroying power. Mechanization addresses how does it work by demonstrating your product logically. Concentration compares competitors directly, proving other solutions inadequate while highlighting your product's unique advantages. What makes Schwartz's insights so valuable is their enduring relevance. While media platforms evolve, human psychology remains consistent. We still respond to the same fundamental desires, seek the same identifications, and require the same belief-building approaches. The principles in breakthrough advertising aren't manipulations. They're a framework for effective communication that respects the prospect's intelligence while addressing their deepest needs. In today's crowded marketplace, these principles give marketers an advantage. Identifying existing desires is more efficient than creating new ones. Understanding market sophistication prevents wasted effort. Mastering verbalization techniques ensures your message cuts through with precision. The final elements create cohesion through verification, strategic proof, reinforcement, combining emotional images, interweaving, blending emotion and logic, sensitivity, knowing when to shift direction, and momentum-building devices that maintain engagement. Powerful advertising connects rather than manipulates. It finds the intersection between what people want and what your product delivers, transforming features into benefits, benefits into experiences, and experiences into identity. Understanding human nature remains the ultimate competitive advantage.